Hey guys, this is me, Anab, and you are listening to the podcast with Racing Radio by Anu Chakravarti, and I'm finally back in the podcast. Actually, the thing is, I was pretty busy on my professional work on YouTube and on some educational line, so I was pretty busy on my work, but I'm back. I'm pretty back here, and I would say that X-Pac, you can just know as a D-Generation X member, NWO member 6, he joins GCW, and he says that he wants to end his career with his own terms, with his own terms. It means that it is breaking, just signed for GCW's return to LA on 225, he's back. X-Pac and Joey Janela versus Matt Cardona and Brian Myers. I think this will be interesting because I see that Matt Cardona has been kicking just Janela's ass, I think, like that. And after that, X-Pac joined and saves. This will be the interesting ever. And it's February 25th. Coming. They're streaming live on FIT TV, GCW Heartbreak. And GCW, you see that he's also John Moxley here. You can remember like that. And plus, Dr. Wagner versus Homicide, Black Christian versus Nick Wayne, Atticus versus Blackwood. But I would say about that, he changed. GCW has announced WWE Hall of Famer Cena that Wolfman is in return for this month's Welcome to Heartbreak show. And billed as X-Pac, Waldman is set to team with Joey Janela to face off against Matt Cardona and Brian Myers. The match was announced on Twitter. And if you were talking about those interesting facts like that, you could say about this would be the interesting things about this is the game. It's a really game-changing event because I can't believe that X-Pac is a legendary X-Pac. His first debut on WWF, he beat, you could just say he beat Razor Ramon in 90s, and now he's coming back to wrestling again. But the main thing is, I got something, another news regarding X-Pac, that X-Pac is interested to come on WWE Royal Rumble, but WWE doesn't give interested. But I would say WWE should take opportunity. WWE has lost so much biggest opportunities because WWE is the worst company ever in this 2021 and 2022 because you are putting Goldberg match, but you are thinking that how to destroy Goldberg's career. I'm open-minded. If you think I'm doing it wrong business, but I would say it's your choice. But it's my opinion says that WWE is the worst company and is the best company is All Elite Wrestling. If Goldberg retires in WWE and joins AEW, then I think Goldberg will be the biggest nightmare win in the wrestling business. And if Goldberg returns to TNT and TBS also, then I think Goldberg will be the biggest unicorn in the brand name value, in the wrestling name value, with the Goldberg legendary, with the Goldberg everything, and you can say that who's next is back on TNT. Nobody should say that Goldberg is in WCW, but I would say about that Goldberg still alive. But you will see that on Elimination Chamber, Roman Reigns versus Goldberg this year. But I don't expect that Goldberg would beat Roman Reigns, but let's see what match happens this, because if I see this match, then I would see there was a lot of disadvantages coming that. Because WWE wanted to make Roman Reigns on the championship match. So I really didn't know, but I would say, I think Goldberg should give another chance for this winning streak. But I would say, if you didn't give any kind of things, what I would say that it would be a disappointing. But both the main things, I didn't want to see it's gonna be choke again, because Goldberg lost to Lashley, but he for his son's sake, he wins that match. And after that, if you say about that, Goldberg lost to Drew McIntyre, lost to Undertaker, lost to Brock Lesnar, before winning these matches, beat Lesnar. But I would say WWE gives the best creators. But I don't really say that. Why WWE didn't allow the legends for the match? Like the okay, I really understand that you are promoting the WWE superstars and Afghanistan superstar in the WWE, such as Mustafa Ali. He backs for WWE's release date because he didn't want to live in WWE again, because I think WWE didn't use perfectly for a role, a bigger, major role for Mustafa Ali, because he came in WWE to be a champion, but this Cruiserweight Championship bet is not as sufficient. Every WWE wrestler, if he came to wrestling business, he has a dream to go to WWE to become a champion. But the main thing is WWE using his own terms. But I think every wrestler should give opportunity for this wrestling World Heavyweight Championship opportunity that the 90s were trying. And you can just say about that, even some lightweight wrestlers, they even tried, they even defeat, and even they struggled for their World Heavyweight Championship matches, like Jeff Hardy, Rey Mysterio. They were also lightweight championship titles, and even Matt Hardy also. But what they got, they even struggled, they even win these matches. But I would say about that, same things I think as X-Pac did, but X-Pac never considered it. But X-Pac is concerned for his future focus on these teams like D-Generation X and New World Order, Animalist Clash of things. Everything is going to face away. But I would like to say something, that everything is going to perfect. Well, I think WWE should, if you bring the legends, not only face off, you made a match, such as Lita came back and she want to face Becky Lynch on Elimination Chamber. I think this would be the greatest ever, but I don't expect that Lita would win this match. But I would say Lita will lose this match to Becky Lynch, because WWE want to give Lita, but I think Lita used, but I to say that I am talking like a worst man, like a worst piece of shit. But I would say that this was absolutely awesome. But because I know the depth of the wrestling things, I will definitely know about that. That what WWE is using, what WWE is putting a legendary wrestler into a piece of trash. Because I know that you are expecting legends, putting into the Hall of Fame. But I would say no, this is not sufficient at all. I would say that if you want to put legends, you should make a respect, you should make a match for winning, satisfaction for winning, because every family wants to see this match. And even his son is old and everything, he wants to see his father winning this match. But I think this is not going to be happen. And I would say that no, this is not going to be happen. This is not going to be decimated at all. This is totally disgrace. And even I believe that, because nobody wants to join this WWE, because even you see this type of cryptic criticisms, everything that even every superstar are facing, and every superstar refuse to release this superstar, because I don't like this, I don't feel this, I don't feel comfortable, I don't feel any kind of a competition, I don't feel any kind of suffocate. I was feeling suffocated, like some wrestlers are feeling like that, like badly situations. Some wrestlers are released, and all in this 2021 to 2022, so many wrestlers are unexpected release, because they doesn't know about that, and they say that he wants to come back. I would say about that, he wants to kind of think so, but I think the big companies that get the advantage, like AEW, Defy Wrestling, you could just say Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, and GCW. And I would say like that GCW got the biggest advantage, like X-Pac. Yes, I would say that this was very interesting. And even if I say that everything was feeling awesome, but most important big decision is that WWE should be serious, because they're making a joke. You're putting such a blockbuster matches. You're making Brock Lesnar a funny Brock Lesnar. He's not going to be serious. Okay, he win these matches. He win the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. But I think I will say that I see the return of this Brock Lesnar is not going to be as arrogant. It's not going to be not as dangerous. But I think his Roman Reigns is very dangerous. But I would say if Goldberg loses Roman Reigns, that Brock Lesnar got his opportunity, because Brock Lesnar wants to defeat Roman Reigns again. That's why I would say about that Goldberg will lose this match. But I don't think that Goldberg will be continued to WWE or left his company, or is his ending of the WWE's era, or joined to another company like AEW or not. But I would say about that, what's next for Goldberg? Because I was pretty disappointed about Goldberg's, because it's not Goldberg's fault, it's a scripting fault, and I believe that, because so many expertise says that about like the most king of expertise, like Dave Meltzer, and even I believe those words, because Dave Meltzer is the biggest culture of the wrestling. He changed the wrestling culture. And you say about that, some rumors are getting true, some rumors are getting worse. But we'll see then in the Elimination Chamber what's happening in the Elimination Chamber like that. Because I was against WWE, because, but still I love WWE, because for this legends. But I say that WWE is putting a worst thing. Some Indian players, some Indian watchers, some Indian fans are hating WWE because they know that WWE is scripted. WWE is not a real, it's a fake show. That's why some things, right? If you have a faith, a dignity, and if you have a love of WWE, it doesn't need any kind of affection, because matches are against matches, and fightings are against fightings, and scripted, if it is scripted or unscripted, it doesn't matter. You'll see that this match is getting, you see that how company will make this scripted match turned into a disaster like unscripted matches. But you can say this match was scripted. But I would say about that, everything was perfect, but not going to be as well as. Okay, so welcome to X-Pac, welcome to GCW Wars, welcome to the GCW Universe. I would love to see that, and this match was very awesome. I will see your partner with Joy Janela, and you will see that X-Factor, yes. Okay, so that's the ending of the today's podcast, and we'll see on the next episode. It was available on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Citizen Podcast, and every more. Bye. See you on the next episode. Dressing Ready by Anna Chakravarti is sponsored by Anchor.